Welcome to this time of sitting meditation. This is a time of transitioning from doing to being. Now, finding a place free from interruption, such as a phone, a pet, or another person, and finding a posture that's comfortable where we can be awake and alert. Sitting on a chair, a stool, or a cushion, with the hips slightly higher than the knees, making sure that the back is straight but not stiff. With the head level, we may close the eyes or have them open, looking downward to minimize distractions. The hands may rest comfortably on the lap or the legs. If in a chair, having both feet flat on the floor. If on a cushion or stool, the legs can be crossed, allowing for more stability. Appreciating this gift of time and space that we're giving ourselves. This is a practice of both experiencing and observing whatever is present. Approaching experience with curiosity, aware of what's encountered. Without needing to change anything, labeling it, or creating a story around it. Bringing a kind attention to whatever is there, moment by moment. Noticing how things may change. This sense of impermanence. Acknowledging any difficulties, physical or emotional discomfort, or challenges, and accepting them as they are. And if acceptance is difficult and avoidance is experienced, then simply acknowledging the experience with kindness and self-compassion. And aware of any patterns or attitudes that might be present. The experience may be pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Being curious as we explore in awareness. Now checking in with how we're feeling right now. Physically, mentally, and emotionally. And slowing down, continuing this transition from doing to being. Now shifting the attention to the breath, finding the place where the breath is most prominent. It may be down in the belly, the diaphragm assisting each breath, or at the chest with each filling and emptying of the lungs, or perhaps the feeling of air in the back of the throat, passing this area to and from the lungs. It may be at the nostrils, feeling the air enter and exit the body. Discovering this prominent place. Being present with the breath. And noticing the quality of the breath, fast or slow, deep or shallow, There's no need to control the breath in any way. Just allowing and attending. And in the times of silence, the mind may wander from the breath, with thoughts moving in. And when this happens, gently guiding the attention back to the breath. This realizing the drift away and returning to the breath is also part of the practice. Realizing is awareness, and returning is intentional and without judgment. Each breath, like the waves of the ocean, rising and receding, and always changing. Noticing a buoyant quality with each inhalation, lifting and expanding, and a settling and releasing with each exhalation. And if the mind drifts, returning and anchoring the experience in the breath. The ebb and flow with each breath, breathing in and breathing out. Expanding the breath and widening to include body sensations, what we are feeling, a range of sensations are possible, such as warmth or coolness, tingling or aches, a sense of lightness or heaviness, itches or numbness. These sensations may be pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Being aware of sensations in specific places, such as a toe or the shoulder, and also being aware of larger areas or regions of the body, such as the leg, the torso, or even the entire body. If pain, discomfort, or intense sensations are experienced, acknowledging them and being curious. Exploring both the physical and emotional nature of experience, moment by moment. And allowing or accepting, if that's possible. When the mind wanders away from sensations or is distracted in any way, bringing it back gently to the body and whatever is present. Perhaps discovering where we feel pressure on the backside of our body as a result of sitting or the effect that clothes have in specific locations of our body. Observing and experiencing, moving from a narrower focus to a wider angle, encompassing a larger area, and then back again, feeling into the experience and letting it be. Aware of the transient nature of sensations, how they come and go with the passing of time. Now expanding, moving outside the body, transitioning and becoming aware of sounds, hearing meditation. Bringing attention to the nature of sound, the tone, loudness, and location of each sound. Noting how each one is unique. And when the mind gets distracted with a thought or creates a story, realizing and returning to sounds. Noticing how sound comes up in our awareness, stays for a while, and then recedes, fading away, only to be replaced by another sound. Aware of sounds in our immediate environment, the room or the structure where we're in, and also those sounds that are outside of our immediate environment. Aware of the layers of sounds, how some may be in the background, while others might be in the foreground. The sounds that used to interrupt practice are now part of our practice. Attending to and present with each sound as it is. Now transitioning from awareness of sounds and shifting to different mind states. Any thoughts, emotions, or attitudes that are experienced. And observing these mind states as if sitting on a riverbank and watching them float by. Noticing any patterns and seeing how they play out without getting caught up in a thought. And if we become involved in a thought or caught up in a story, coming back to the breath and anchoring for a time, then bringing the attention back to mind states. aware of the similarity between our thoughts and sounds, how they both appear, stay for a time, and then diminish, only to be replaced by another one. Being aware of the impermanent nature of mind states . Now gently withdrawing from mind states and expanding to include anything that comes into our awareness. This open or choiceless awareness that allows the attention to be brought to whatever is present. This can be awareness of a sound or perhaps a mind state, a body sensation, or the breath, open to the present experience, moment by moment. Coming back to the breath, if the mind has wandered off. Staying with the breath for a short time, and then opening again to choiceless awareness. Aware of the transitory nature of the present moment. And now coming full circle, back to the breath, breathing in and breathing out. In a moment, a bell will sound, signaling a transition and the conclusion of this sitting meditation. Being grateful for extending this time to ourselves. May we extend generosity and compassion to all we meet, to all we know, but especially to ourselves.